This company received $43 billion in fiscal year 2019. It went from, that meaning from October 1st of 2018 to September 30th of 2019, this company received $43 billion. That's almost equivalent to almost $1 billion a week. So I wanted to bring this up because all of my military veterans and friends, they know exactly who this company is, but we're going to break down who this company is, what do they do, and how you can profit from it. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. This is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, check out that description box. And I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. The federal government. What is the number one obligation of the federal government? No matter who's the president, whether it's a Republican, Democrat, Tea Party, Coca-Cola Party, whatever it is. The number one thing of every president, or should be number one thing of every president, is national security. A business is nothing if it doesn't have muscle, meaning the military. Meaning that, hey, if I'm a business, what's stopping me from turning off this podcast, YouTube video, however you may be catching and stopping this, and just walking up into the bank and stealing the money and just walking out? The thing that's stopping you is law enforcement. So when you look at it on a grand scale, the president, his might, his word means everything in the United States due to his muscle. And what is his muscle? The United States military. So to keep his muscle and national security together, it has to stay abreast with his military to be able to enforce his power and influence around the globe. With that being said, the government pays billions and billions and billions of dollars in contracts to contractors to take care of this. How do we build planes? How do we defend ourselves in cybersecurity? How do we build submarines, ships, systems, missiles, satellites, all these other great things? These are given out in private contracts. And we're going to talk about the number one private contracts that are given out by the U.S. government. The top 10 federal contractors, number one, right? Here we go. The number one company is Lockheed Martin, $43.4 billion, a company that most of you guys haven't heard of. If you served in any type of military, all my veterans out there, you know exactly who I'm talking about. You heard of the company. A lot of veterans work for them, but the public eye really don't hear about them or know about them too much. But on the inside of the game, standing within your level of competency, everybody in the military knows of or who worked with the government or worked for the government knows of Lockheed Martin. They are the number one contractor for the United States government. They do everything. Well, I won't say everything, but they do a lot of things, right? $43 billion in net sales. Now, this is a publicly traded company, meaning that you can invest into this company yourself. Now, before we jump into that, before we jump into the performance of the company, everything else like that, let's pull up that good old 10 kilo. We pull up this 10 kilo. It's going to tell you all about this company within the first line. I'm going to read a little bit of it with you. We are a global security and aerospace company principally engaged in research, design, development, manufacturing, and advanced technology system, and they provide products and services. So we're going to skip on down. In 2018, right here, what it says right here, in 2018, y'all can read this line for yourself. This is the 10 kilo. I'm going to stroll up so you guys can see it too. In 2018, 70% of our $53 billion in net sales was from who? The U.S. government. That means about $35 to $37 billion they received from selling stuff to the U.S. government. This coming directly from the Lockheed Martin 10 kilo or 2018. So you see how much money they bring in just from the government. It's a top priority of the government, and this is how much money they get. Now let's look into the stock performance. The stock symbol is LMT. The first thing is it pays a dividend of 2.50. Now, granted, people will say, well, it's $386 today, but you got to think about it. It's $386 today. But you got to look at the performance that it's had. And when you compare it to other companies out there, let's say if you compare it to a Walmart or whatever, a Walmart, it sells products and services, but this one is locked in. It's already, the government is, they're the number one contractors. They've been doing it for God knows how long. So let's see how they been performing against the S&P 500. Here we go. We pull them all the way back to 1995 to now. The blue line is the S&P 500. You can see it has outperformed the S&P 500 in the last, 25 years? It has beat them in the last 10 years. It has beat them in the last 5 years. It has beat them in the last 3 years. Beat them in the last year. And in 2019, you can see it beat them in 2019 as well. That means this is the last 10 years has been a bull market for the S&P 500. I mean, the market's been going up, 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 and it still dominated the market even back to 2019. Now we look into the, even we go back all the way to 2018 when the market took a slide, you can still see it outperformed the market even when we had our last recession. It survived a 2008 recession. Back in 2000, even though it did dip under the S&P 500, it stayed alive, and it's paying a nice dividend. Everybody know what it is. Everybody's heard of it. It's this big company that you don't hear about that the government is pretty much piling billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars into every single day for cybersecurity, for everything you can name of, to keep this country safe. So when I look at that, that's my level of competency. Been in the military for 16 years. Everybody knows Lockheed Martin. But this is what shapes your way of thinking of, is this something that fits into my portfolio? Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out.